Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me
Afternoon. Is this Dr. L on the line, or is she
This is Dr. Lally. Welcome to Tuesday Night Health Talk Radio. And we have been on the East Coast at the Black Expo showing the world the first care model for IEI. Idiopathic environmental intolerance. We were blessed to be a part of a international forum for business in North Carolina down at an event sponsored by Duke University, North Carolina Central, a number of universities, Peace University in North Carolina. And it was just amazing to see the development of businesses around the needs to resolve health disparity. We were blessed to be one of the keynote speakers and introduced to the world one of the first care models on IEI. What is IEI? It's the latest diagnosis in medicine. IEI stands for idiopathic environmental intolerance. And so we just blessed God for the opportunity to share with medical doctors and people across the spectrum of health care and health services. You know, lots of people that are suffering, We met mothers there of children who have more than 600 seizures a day. In fact, the event was hosted by the Black Expo, my Black Wall Street of Durham, North Carolina. And the president is a mother who has a child that has hundreds and hundreds of seizures a day. They retrofitted their home with our technology, and now she's 97% seizure-free. It goes to show you, a healthy house makes healthy families. We can no longer continue to live in homes full of chemicals and radiation and dust and particulate matter that just occludes our airways and takes away the vitality of our life. It's just an amazing grace, an amazing opportunity. And so we just had such an amazing time meeting everyone. And today I want to kind of focus in, because I'm not going to be before you long. We've driven all night long, and I've got a big day tomorrow. Talk about two things. I want to talk about safety, healthy, smart nurseries, healthy, smart nurseries. Ladies and gentlemen, there is too much sudden infant death syndrome. We had the opportunity to present to farmers about a month ago, and then we went to one farmhouse and measured out the radiation. The radiation was over 1,900. We shared with the farmer, sir, your home needs to be mitigated. You should not bring a baby in this house because this house is too high. No baby should be in homes with radiation. It's really over 40. And if you bring a baby in the house, turn the Wi-Fi off and pull their cribs away from the wall. And so, you know, people think this is novel information that they really don't take it seriously, because people can't imagine safe and that their homes are not safe, and that electricity has the potential for injury the way it can. And so what happened was there was a newborn baby. The baby was born premature. They brought the baby in the house. The crib was already on the wall next to the electric socket. And in a matter of days, the baby's brain swelled up, and the baby began to bleed internally. We have got to pay attention to the numbers. That baby had to be rushed to the hospital. It just came out of surgery 2 hours ago. And so the doctors feel they were able to stabilize the bleeding and stabilize the trauma that was going on in the brain. I'm telling you, one of the main things that the medical community, the medical research documents about sustained exposure to electricity, is called hyperreactive angiitis. Google it. Hyperreactive angiitis, A-N-G-I-T, HERPES, hyperreactive angitis. It's swelling of the blood vessel and sustained inflammation of small blood vessels, especially capillaries and venioli. Capillaries of the blood system, venioli of the lymphatic system. And that was the base, that was the etiology of this baby's internal bleeding of the brain. You cannot put your baby's crib with a spring on a wall with an electrical socket and Wi-Fi in the house without knowing what the numbers are. You have to be intentional for safety in the home now, because too many babies are dying. SIDS is increased. And in radiation zone one, SIDS, the incidence of SIDS are the highest in the United States. The city that has the highest incidence of sudden infant death syndrome is in the heart of America, in the middle of a radiation zone one. And so I wanted to give heightened awareness in this holiday season, where new babies are preparing to experience their first Christmas. They're preparing to be the bundle of joy that God intended them for be, to be in families. Everybody needs to wake up. Everybody needs to align and prepare to join the Office of the Surgeon General. January is the National Radon Testing Month. And I decree and I encourage people to go beyond radon. You need to know what your chemicals are in your area. You need to know what your electromagnetic frequencies are in your house. You need to do a full spectrum of radiation evaluation, because this is killing us. This radiation is killing us. It's taking the lives of our family. Pastor Hill, I need you to dialogue on this. I have to take this international call I've been working on. Can you just comment on this or give me a praise report? Okay, they hung up. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, when international calls come in, people are on the other side of the world. This is daytime for them, and it's hard to get things coordinated. I know I try to tell everybody I have this Tuesday night radio show, but sometimes I have to interrupt the show to be able to be accommodating, but they've already gone off the line now. So, for babies, we are starting a Healthy Smart Baby nursery campaign. Healthy Smart Babies, to bring attention to the fact that nurseries are unsafe. You should not be putting baby monitors in the baby crib with the baby, especially a newborn baby. That monitor should be 20 feet away from the baby, because you can do permanent brain damage to babies and take away their entire life from them by zapping them and tasing them in the brain and offloading the trace minerals of healthy brain function. And so I just got off the phone praying with this family and giving thanks that the doctors feel the surgery was successful, the baby's stable, and will be able to come home in about a month. So I'm asking for everybody to pray for baby R. In fact, we'll stop right now and send our prayer and our thanksgiving. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to worship you. We come to adore you. We come to lift up our hope to you. We come to lift up our praises unto you, to thank you for the life of this baby. We thank you that the baby's parents and grandparents had heard our presentation about healthy, smart homes and healthy, smart nurseries, and that they had a heightened level of sensitivity, that there could be potential injury from electromagnetic radiation in the home. Thank you that they were so aware that when they saw something different with the child, they immediately responded and took the baby to the hospital where doctors could evaluate and it was immediately revealed through the scans that this baby was bleeding internally. I thank you, God, that your mercy and your grace sustained the life of this newborn, because this son was the firstborn son of this young couple. I bless you out of Zion for your merciful grace, your abounding love in this situation. Now I speak peace to the situation, peace to be still, peace to the baby, peace to the baby's parents. And I join them and their family members in giving thanks this evening for the life of this baby and allowing him to have a seat. Thanks for the doctor and nurses that were in that operative procedure and now that are caring for him in the intensive NICU that he's in. We bless you for Pastor Hill for even allowing us this platform to share the testimony of this baby and to lift up, to wake up community, God, to reposition community, that we have to be more aware of what is happening in our indoor environment. We have to measure the amount of radiation and microsurge that's happening inside to increase our safety. You're awesome, God. You are exceeding joy and exceeding grace, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. What was also a fabulous opportunity at this expo in Durham was there were nurses there from all over the state of North Carolina, Georgia, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Baltimore. I mean, there were people there from everywhere. And we had an opportunity to speak to a number of pastors that were there looking at entrepreneurial opportunities for their parishioners and themselves. And we got to share about our pulpit safety campaign that launched from Columbia University in 2014 and how we are marketing and we are advocating that every church needs an environmental health physicist. No pastor should be put in a microphone without knowing how much microsurge that microphone is getting and knowing whether or not that microsurge is creating an imbalance in his body. And so we were invited to go to one of the big mega churches of Durham on Monday to survey the pulpit. And we met with the media team. They were absolutely blown away when we showed them that without no mics or nothing on, the radiation convergence should be below 40 BMUs of radiation. And the radiation in that pulpit at zero with nothing on was 500. The mic systems, we turned the mics on then, and every mic that we tested knocked out. They had media person. This was a fabulous church. It had a lot of glass in the foyer. On the front of the church. Glass is highly conductant of EMF radiation, and this church was located near an airport. So you got satellite radio frequencies also that are interacting and binding up. Totally unbelievable that this church had about 50 feet of glass in the front, and that glass had picked up that static, and it was broadcasting 45 feet into the sanctuary. So everybody coming in the foyer going into the church was being tased. They were blown away to learn glass is a taser gun. When it's energized, it can be as high. It can have a frequency as high as what's coming out of the electric glow socket in a different way. But it can be high enough to offload the minerals in your body. And when we got finished showing that media team how unsafe their sanctuary was, they were hyped and said, listen, we're ready to join this movement. So I'm excited to share in what is happening and what's going on. And I apologize, I'm not going to be able to be before you long today, because I do have to get back to this international call. But I just want everyone to join me in this holiday season. It's families are homeless. Families are burdened. And I want to give a special thanks out to my Canadian family, to my dear friend Rod, who I've been texting all week. And I'm just looking for a good 15 minutes to 30 minutes so we can sit down and have a conversation. I've been on travel and just getting so much, getting ready for this farmers convention. We're going to be with a bunch of farmers this weekend. And so we're looking forward to sharing this message with them about why so many of their cattle are dying and this whole EMF quest. And so do I have anybody with a testimony? I hear some noise in the background. Anybody calling in to share this evening?
Got Brother Mario.
Oh, Mario! I am so glad you're in studio tonight. I have some farmers in the U.S. that want to talk to you. And I said, well, you know, he's in studio a lot on Tuesday nights, and so I'm so glad you were able to get on the line tonight because I have not had a chance to stop and call you. But they're interested in the cow content, how content these cows are getting with the solar. And this solar is so off the chart. We rigged up our truck to go down to North Carolina, and we're getting an average of about 26 miles a gallon on this truck. We have a 28-gallon capacity. We went about 600, almost 700 miles, and the truck was engineered to do about 19 miles on the highway. We're getting every bit of a solid 24 miles a gallon, increasing mileage by 5 miles a gallon, and that's pretty significant in this Nissan truck. So what's going on in Canada, Mr. Mario? Talk to us.
Well, I hear my voice a couple of times. I'm talking to myself.
Okay. Well, I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, but I'm hearing me double.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm not sure what that's all about, but you're only coming out single.
I have a perfect take-home.
Okay.
And I hear you
double, Nathan, also.
So I have a bad connection,
I guess.
Okay, yeah, it must be a bad connection because you're not coming across double. You're coming across, you know, regular. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it might be. So
I have to wait for myself to stop speaking.
Okay.
That's funny.
Yes. How's Canada?
Thank you very much.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm here.
Well, I hear myself too.
Oh, you hear yourself too?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a bad connection.
Okay, well, hang up and call back in because we want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, I'll try to call back in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how you doing, Pastor Hill? What's happening in South Carolina? It's always so wonderful to be on this show with you.
A little bit of everything.
How's the Thanksgiving campaign coming?
Oh, great. Say hello to Pastor John.
I will do that.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Pastor John. Welcome to the show. Welcome. I am so glad you tuned in tonight.
Yeah.
because we just left North Carolina demonstrating how so many pastors are having heart attacks and strokes and dropping dead in the pulpit from the electrical surge on their wireless systems. And so we did a mega church in North Carolina, and they were totally blown away because their young pastor, 42 years old, was preaching and dropped of a stroke. Yes. So it's wonderful that you're on the line on the show tonight to know. When we went in to measure the pulpit, it should be below 40. The measurement was over 500. And that's enough to blow the heart. That's enough to create irreversible heart disease. So, So, Pastor John, what part of the United States are you in?
I'm in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Okay. What church do you pastor?
Well, actually, I'm just operating in the Ministry of Health right now.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Well, God knows your ministry is needed. What area of service are you providing?
Well, I'm doing teaching for Pastor Ray Shula.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I do the Wednesday night Bible study.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so what inspired you to be on the show tonight with us?
Well, Pastor John Hill, asked me to tune in.
Okay. Yeah, Pastor Hill is the archangel of this movement. Without his love and passion and devotion, I tell you what, because of Pastor Hill, children that were suffering with over 600 seizures a day are no longer suffering. Matter of fact, Pastor Hill, we went by to see Miss Destiny while we were there. She's about 97% seizure free. But she's a college student now. Nobody can believe that she got admitted into college and doing an excellent job. She passed
that college exam,
and she's studying to be a laboratory assistant for animals to work, you know, in a veterinarian's office.
Okay.
And she looks so amazing. She is so strong. And so we went by to, she was having some breakthrough seizures in the morning, and we went by to change her solar unit because her frequency has been out for about 3 months. And immediately, she said she was so relaxed, she overslept the next day, slept like about 10 hours. So it was just amazing to see how that whole thing processed through for her. So as Mario came back, so Pastor, you're on an international call because of Pastor Hill. He has connected the United States with Canada, and we have unified our movement to reduce our exposure to air and radiation toxins, and we are bringing farmers together from the U.S. and Canada. It's been so tremendous to be able to do that whole ordeal. So
Mario back.
Okay, Mario. So tell us what's happening in Canada.
Can you hear me well now?
I can hear you perfect. We could hear you well before.
It bothers me.
Okay, we thank God for you, Mario.
All right. In the last couple of months, I've harmonized six homes.
Wow. Wow. How's the paper doing?
I have to do a follow-up on that.
Okay. Well, we have a great testimony coming out of our university family down there in North Carolina. We have members from a number of the universities there, North Carolina State, University of North Carolina, North Carolina Central, High Point. But one of our faculty members' son had clinical depression really, really bad. They had their house done about a year ago, and I had a chance to see him. And he was just like, Dr. Lottie, I got to tell you. My son was very depressed and not engaging, couldn't keep a job, wasn't in school, you know, kind of disruptive to the family life, and just, you know, depressed, but and dysfunctional, but also very angry and disrespectful and disregarding. He said, I want you to know that this technology has been so life-changing for him. Our technology was never engineered to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure disease. But what we're learning is when you reduce indoor toxins, people's body can balance and they can have sustained health. And this technology has been life-giving for the professor. He said, my son now has a job. He's doing community motivational speaking. And at Thanksgiving, he cried for 4 hours and apologized to the entire family. He said, I've been so disruptive and so castrating of the joy in the family, and I want to apologize to everybody. And everybody was shocked. And he expressed his gratitude for an endearing father who was tolerant of his transition of the evolution of grace and helped him to overcome so much. The professor just wept. He said, Dr. Lally, we never thought this could be possible with my son getting this kind of balance and being able to engage socially in life. And I want to thank you for your understanding and your wisdom of maintaining healthy, smart environments. He said, because I know every family needs this. With children full of rage and violence, and gun violence and hatred, is just incredible. I just got off the phone praying with a young man who's being bullied. And the reason why he's being bullied, he's an attendant at school and helps with in the lunch line. Somebody wants him to steal food for them. It's a mean world that we live in today, ladies and gentlemen. And it's humbling, but I know my assignment is to make the world a better place, a safer place, is to work for clean air and safer homes. When I heard about the baby coming home, bleeding out in his head. Hyperreactive angiitis is one of the main things that's happening when the body has sustained exposure to electroradiation. So many people frying their brain tissue. I preach, 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 and preach. Get your heads off of the wall. Sleep with your head at the foot of the bed. Turn your Wi-Fi off at night. Wi-Fi is high radiation. When you leave it on 24/7, you're exposing yourself and putting yourself at risk for demineralizing your body. And so I am excited, Mario, because I've hooked up with all these farmers. They understand what we're talking about because they said their sorrel is so irradiated that it has completely taken away all the minerals in the soil. And they've had to reconstitute their soil with minerals because it was so deirradiated. The animals were sick and they get this. They understand this. And they're excited about aligning to do something with us, with our movement, or with our work, with Canada, to make a difference and make a change and improve the quality of life. And that's what we work for. That's why we live. That's why we sacrifice. That's why Pastor Hill has been so amazing. The faithfulness, the dedication. From he shared over the last couple of weeks how Thanksgiving has fortified his life and his family and his love and just transformed joy. What good is it being in a million dollar home if your family life is full of hell and confusion? We're called to live in peace and righteousness and joy. And when your home is balanced, then peace is your portion. Your joy can overflow. When your home is balanced, you can be loving and kind and work your gratitude. Gratitude works. When your home is balanced, you can care for your neighbor. You have your sustained strength to live and move and have your being. And that's why we have this show tonight. So I want everybody to remember Baby R came out of surgery about 3 hours ago with bleeding ventricles in the brain. A newborn, a preemie, born at 36 weeks. He's just 38 weeks old. He's going to have to be in the hospital for at least about a month. Pray for his family. Pray for an speedy recovery, but a healthy recovery. That he will not sustain any brain injury. He will not lose any cognitive function. He will not lose the ability to occupy peace. And that's the note I want to leave you on tonight. Occupy peace. We are all in the earth because of them to be a vessel of honor. We are all in the earth to show forth splendor of righteousness. The might, our weapon is in peace. And our might is in the power of the words that we say. So we have to put on the armor of grace, a breastplate of righteousness, a belt of truth, a sword of the Spirit of God. Because when things are impossible, God does not achieve them by his might or by his power. But by his Spirit, unifying all of us, the Spirit of God in you, Mario, and the Spirit of God in Pastor Hill and Pastor John, the Spirit of God in Dr. Lally, meeting up on this radio show, strengthening one another, encouraging one another. We're destroyed for lack of knowledge, expanding our knowledge, sharing our knowledge. Because we are the keeper of the peace of God. We're the keeper of the health of the earth. We're the keeper of life. And with the power of our say, we can educate our families, our communities, our schools, our universities. And we win. Everybody attaches to us wins. When I think about 3 years ago, as Pastor Hill had not kept this light on through this radio station, God only knows what would have happened to Destiny way down in North Carolina with 600 seizures a day and no medication over 20 years would resolve them. It was through his radio station that her doctor heard about us, heard about me, and sought me out to learn about this nanotechnology. And I said to him, sir, this is not a treatment. This is a environmental adaptation mitigation device. We static block and balance. Just like you go to the grocery store or CVS and buy some sunblock. Why do you use sunblock? Because it blocks out non-ionizing radiation of the sun. Yes, the sun has non-ionizing radiation. In a different spectrum, the same non-ionizing radiation is coming out of your electrical system, your walls, your electronics, etc. The sun emits non-ionizing radiation. And you use a static blocker, a sunscreen to block it from being absorbed in your skin so you won't get what? Cancer. The nanos, the flat batteries, Q-series, they're all static blockers and balanced. They go beyond what the sunscreen does because it doesn't balance you, it just blocks the static. But our devices are designed to continually discharge that static so your body can balance and your immune system can be fortified and you can live and be strong and have a vitality in life so that you can love and help your neighbor and you can sing and you can dance and you can shout so that you might have a full inheritance and everlasting joy. That's the promises of God. And so as we shared, Pastor Hill continued to be faithful, and the message went out, and then it went beyond destiny. It went to the southern part of North Carolina where a child was sent home to die, over 1,000 seizures a day. And they heard about Pastor Hill. They heard about Tuesday Health Talk Radio with Dr. Lolly. And they reached out to us, and the professors and the administrators and the alumni of North Carolina Central helped us to raise money to mitigate that child's house, to take down the electrostatic. It was over 700 BMUs. We brought it all the way down to 22. And in a matter of minutes, a complete collapse of the central nervous system, perpetual, continuous seizures, with only hours to live, death was arrested. Because Pastor Hill kept the light on, kept this my voice moving, kept the information flowing. He has unified the world with his little strength. We are out here like lambs among wolves with our little strength and our vulnerabilities. When I think about having a beginning in a cornfield, out in a farming community, population less than 10,000, and how this technology is now everywhere in Canada, from California to New York, from Michigan to Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, all throughout the United States, Hawaii. We have an Hawaiian pastor who's been in and out of the hospital with a rapid heart rate. Nobody could figure it out. Somebody heard about us, told him about us. He was in the States visiting family members. He drove all the way from Grand Rapids, Michigan to meet me and get some technology. He put it in his phone, and a few days later, his heart got to racing. God told him to get up, take the nano, dip it in water, put it on his chest. The heart rate stopped. And he says, and I explained to him and showed him to have his doctor evaluate him for risk of electromagnetic hypersensitivity and to sleep with his head at the foot of the bed instead of on the wall. He said he can't remember the last time his heart rate went up. Pastor Hill's faithfulness to support us has been a lifeline for so many families and children. That's why, Pastor Hill, you're my hero. You're the hero of so many people who don't even know your name. But God knows that before the beginning of time, he foreordained you to be a watchman on the wall, an Ezekiel 33 prophet. A watchman on the wall, keeping a word of encouragement and a deed of hope. so that the lifeline can continue to go out and people can know. This thing is having its own evolution from the heavens. As we begin to see God make ways out of no ways. We needed a new truck, and we met a gentleman that had a car lot. He was so moved. He had heard about our ministry and the little girl from the Cleveland Clinic that had 3 strokes before the age of 3 months. He donated $6,000 for us to get a new truck. And we got us a riding machine. So I want to close today because we got a big day tomorrow with the farmers. This week we're working with farmers. Go ahead. Someone had a comment? If somebody have a comment, please mute your line. Please mute your line if you're not talking. Thank you. Please mute your line if you're not talking. Thank you. We're going to go before God and pray. America, we're in trouble. Our nation is grieving with the death of President George Bush. And as he lies in state tomorrow, and the nation will be observing a day of mourning, we want to first offer our condolences to the first family, the Bush family, one of our first families, I should say, to his son, daughter, his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. To be the President of the United States is one of the greatest honors in the world. It also comes with an amazing responsibility because you're not just governing the governance, but you're putting forth vision for legacies and generations to come. I want to ask God for a special blessing on our country because some days it feels like it's coming apart at the seams. But God said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, I'm going to heal their land and restore them. We need healing of our hearts in America. It's scandalous, the abuse of the children in this country, the abuse of wives, the abuse of husbands. Everybody is stuck in scream. I went to visit 4 families. They couldn't see how blessed they were because they were so busy looking for faults in one another. Both families lived in big houses, 5-bedroom plus, driving new cars, engaged in employment. Yet instead of finding and being intentional about encouraging one another and finding the good in one another and saying thanks and appreciating, there was all of this hostility and malice and cutthroat going on. What was more tragic was there was no ear to hear wisdom, no willingness to make a change in the road. Ladies and gentlemen listening in tonight, we didn't come here to stay. We came to make this world a better place. If you're breathing, you're in a process of evolution, moving from glory to glory, getting better and better. I'm asking God to pour out his mercy upon us, that we become not more tolerant, but more forbearing of the evolution of grace. I was blown away in my Bible study the other day to learn 2 things. Number one, if you got something in your past that's castrating, that's oppressing you, that's stripping you of your dignity. God said he wants that. Because for your shame and your disgrace, he wants to give redemption and give you a blessing for correcting that, for righting that wrong. He said, for the things that you did, for the sins of your father and your mother that's still visiting you. Called the ancient ruins. He wants to restore you. The devastated places that castrated you and took your breath away. He wants to restore that. For the hopes and dreams of enterprises you should have built and never built. He wants to restore those. We serve such an awesome God, such an awesome God, who wants to bless us in our journey to make a healthier environment, healthier homes, healthier cell phones. But he wants us to remain pure in heart and operate with wisdom from above that cares about the souls of people, the lives of people, the families of people. This is why we serve. This is why we sacrifice. Everybody in studio tonight is bringing a sacrifice to strengthen this journey. The wisdom of Mario and the wisdom of Rod Groom to power up Canada. To take us to farms where farmers were struggling. Where we had communion and shared our knowledge. And as a result, the cattle got better. The farm's business got stronger. To see so many people suffering, and everybody brought their ingenuity to be creative. Mario does so many things with so much creativity to balance people's lives and make their homes safer and better. That when he comes in the door and when he leaves, the place is happier, healthier, and that radiation is mitigated and those levels are down. Pastor Hill has affected the entire community where people who were suffering with arthritic pain are now walking without pain. People with Graves and thyroid disease now balanced and off of medication. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Cause. We pursued something that was a treatment. No, just because we reduced the exposure to radiation and chemicals. And God brought health. And so, Father God, we come before you tonight as we close this show. Thanking you, first of all, for sustaining the life of the baby, God. It would have been horrible for that baby to have died, God. Thank you for having a heightened sense of awareness in that child's parent, that they did not ignore the symptoms, but they took him immediately. Thank you for the wisdom of the doctors that knew to do a scan and found the bleeding, was able to stage the intervention. We bless you for just being on the on-time God, the right now God, the present God. And we look to you, God, we look to you, because we don't have millions. We don't have a fleet, an elite team of everybody has a PhD from all over. We don't have that, God. Yes, we have. We have the support of leading universities and leading doctors. And yes, you blessed us to have a team that has funded our validation. And yes, you've given us a world platform. But our eyes are on you. We decree and declare the raw blessing that our help is able to locate us. And you're able to empower us to become fully funded, God. We proclaim peace to everyone in our listening audience. Peace in their homes, peace on their jobs, peace in their community, peace in their houses of worship, peace in the places where they go to gain their livelihood for living. We ask for a special blessing on Pastor Hill to do the exceeding thing he has sold into this work. We ask you to return it to him a hundredfold. And now, God, because only you can keep us from falling, as you expand the wings and the avenues in bringing us into a new dimension of our solar technology. Wow. I am so excited about the future of these solar nano cells that you have given us. I'm so excited about what they're going to do for automobiles and what it's going to do for RVs and campers and airplanes and anywhere where there is mobility. Anywhere where it's a transport system, I thank you for your exceeding joy and grace. May peace be multiplied unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Talk with you later, Pastor Hill.
Say that again.
I'll talk with you later.
Okay.
I enjoyed it, man.
All right.
Yeah, enjoyed it. That's some powerful information.
Yes, sir. She's on fire.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. But give me a call tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. All right, be blessed.
All right.